Standing with staff in her district office, Representative Watson reflected on a 35-year career in public service.
It really has been a joy for me and very satisfying to be a public servant.
Watson first spent 10 years as a state senator and served as President Clinton's ambassador to Micronesia. She was elected to the House in 2001. She says she is retiring to spend more time with her 100-year-old mother and to allow a new generation of politicians to take office. Some members of that new generation say they were inspired by Watson's career, during which she often broke barriers as a Black woman. One former member of her staff, Holly Mitchell, is now running for state assembly. She says she wouldn't be here without Watson.
Oh, she's taught me so much. The story she told about being a woman candidate, being a woman of color, entering in kind of the world of public policy, how to be effective, how to be gracious, how to truly be a public servant. And in my opinion, she is a consummate public servant.
Watson's 33rd district went Democratic in 2008 by nearly 90%. Political strategists say it's very unlikely to change hands in the 2010 election. But Watson says she expects a spirited primary and wants to meet with candidates before deciding on an endorsement.
When I endorse someone for my seat, we have to be thinking alike on how to serve the people. And if they don't think like I do, then I can't support them.
A leading possible candidate is State Assembly Speaker Karen Bass. While Watson did not specifically endorse her, she said she hopes to see Bass run.
She knows the district very well, and I would hope that she would be one of the people to consider running, and I would be very happy if she would.
As her term ends, Watson says she'll still be focusing on issues important to her district. And, she says, the door will not close on her political involvement.
I will be right here in the community. I'll be working with whoever takes my seat and seeing that the needs of the majority of the people are taken care of.
Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.